Since cameras are not allowed when the Supreme Court's in session, picturing interactions among the justices can be a challenge. But a new study, co-authored by Northwestern law professor Tanya Jacoby, suggests they might be more familiar than you'd think.
Female justices are interrupted about three times as often as male justices.
This was 2013, Fisher versus the University of Texas, a case about race and college admissions. Justice Sonia Sotomayor was questioning lawyer Bert Rhein when she was interrupted by Justice Scalia.
Do you think that change has to happen overnight? And do you think it's...
Can I hear what you were about to say? What are those numbers? I was really curious to hear those numbers.
While the justices sometimes cut each other off, lawyers are never supposed to. Not the way Rhein then did with Sotomayor.
The holistic percentage, whatever it is going to be virtually all white.
And that is incorrect.
Why?
And that is an assumption that has no basis in this record. Well,
here we have even subordinates, clear subordinates, i.e. lawyers, interrupting justices who have reached the highest pinnacle of a very high-status profession.
There are a few strategies.
Heidi Moore runs the digital magazine Ladders, exploring workplace issues. And she says all women can learn from those on the court.
The female justices just keep talking. Instead of saying, excuse me, or this is my time now, or I'm making a point, they just keep talking until they steamroll the interrupter and the interrupter backs off.
A golden rule of sorts, treat the interrupters as they treated you, applied to balance the scales of a workplace conversation. Jim Axelrod, CBS News, New York.